WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you missed last Monday's reminder, here is today's warning, at least for the 14,000 property owners in Brazos County who split this year's property tax payments. Midnight is the deadline for the second half payment, and tax assessor collector Christy Rose says state law makes that clear.
It's always frustrating for us on that day after, because people will come in and they'll have absolutely wonderful reasons why they didn't make that deadline. Something terrible will have happened, or they will have been in bed with the flu or something. And unfortunately, we do not have the authority to mitigate or waive or not collect the penalties for late payment.
If you have to go inside the tax office, be prepared to wait in line, possibly outside. Payments can be made in the drop box outside the building, online with a convenience fee, and in the mail as long as you have today's postmark. As most U.S. home builders feel more optimistic about home sales and construction driving economic growth than they have in the last 7 years, in Bryan College Station, things are especially good. BCS Home Builders Association President Michael Schaefer says strong local home building this year is contributing to continuing low interest rates, and more people are settling here, increasing demand.
We've always relied on Texas A&M, somewhat of the healthcare to bring in new people into the community. But with the hospital, on top of that, the SEC, the BioCorridor, I think that's probably the biggest influx.
Schaefer says the desirability for young families and retirees is increasing, not only from available jobs, amenities, and the location, but the Wall Street Journal and other articles that have designated it an affordable place to live. Last year at A&M, the faculty-to-student ratio increased from 19 to 1 to 21 to 1. President Bowen Lofton says admission applications for this year went up by 10%, and the next freshman class will also be larger.
We made offers with the intent of probably having a freshman enrollment of around 8,700 students at the most this fall. We messed up, and more people than we expected, based on historical data, have said yes to the offer of admission this year.
Lofton told university staff recently the freshman class will exceed 9,500. That's out of more than 34,000 applications. College Station ISD has a new director of special services. Friday, Molly Perry was announced as the new head. For the last 2 years, Perry has served as the special services director for Bryan ISD. Before that, she spent 6 years as an educational diagnostician for CSISD. Meanwhile, today at noon, Bryan ISD's board meeting will include hiring a new special education director and a principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. Caldwell police continue to investigate the death of a former city employee. 63-year-old Benny King was reported murdered Friday afternoon at his residence on Broadway in Caldwell. 37-year-old Notorious Deer of Caldwell has been arrested and charged with murder and is being held in lieu of a $50,000 bond at the Burleson County Jail. Autopsy results are pending. Members of the William Joel Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas want to move a log cabin built and standing near Carlos since 1855 to a property in front of Boonville Cemetery, which is owned by Brazos County. Mervyn Peters asked county commissioners this week for permission, as the chapter also awaits a decision from the State Historical Commission on taking possession of the Turner Peters House located in Grimes County.
What we're talking about is saving an 1855 dog trot log house. It's 51 feet wide, 19 feet deep. It's two bays and a dog trot, the open area that goes through the middle.
Peter says the original site of Boonville, which preceded Bryan as the county seat, is the perfect location for the house.
We think it's visible, we think it's accessible, we think it's protected, we think it's historic. It's everything that you should want for that purpose. We hope that this is a first step in developing that as a park.
Peter says they have the money to cover the relocation expenses from land that is being sold by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see photos and maps. Texas lawmakers will be back in session at the Capitol today to discuss the proposed abortion bill. The bill would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and tighten standards on abortion clinics. State Senator Wendy Davis delivered a filibuster to block the bill on the last special session and says there will be a lot of attention on the bill this time.
I do think people will come because there's now, you know, they want to be there. They want to be part of this conversation. They want to have their voices heard, and I would expect there will probably be some public rallies and other activities going on.
Davis predicts the GOP will try to get the public input on the bill open and closed as quickly as possible. And a Texas doctor has arrived in Vietnam with the bones of an arm he amputated in 1966. Sam Axelrad is traveling today to meet the amputee, who is a former North Vietnamese Army soldier who was shot by American troops. Axelrad says it's just time for closure. He learned the amputee was still alive after a journalist wrote an article last year describing Axelrad's search. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hey gang, let me pass this along so you can save a little dough. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. They've got VIP perks programs when you bundle all three services. Now sometimes you just need to call home. Get peace of mind with Suddenlink's unlimited long distance, local and long distance calling. Suddenlink's Total Home is ready to connect your entire family and your entire home like never before with TiVo Any Room DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and Suddenlink Safeguard, and so, so much more. So what you need to do is go online right now and check out Suddenlink.com. Again, that's Suddenlink.com, or you can call them at 1-800-915-1866. A true bundle. Satellite can't do this. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to the Suddenlink and bundle the SL200 HDTV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $69 a month. Again, just $69 a month. Again, 1-800-915-1866 or Suddenlink.com.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks so much for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. We're asking for you to vote for us again. You can find the link at TXTraders.com.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At TexasPrepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit TexasPrepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
7:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Overall, our temperatures will be a bit more bearable this week over last week as we've eased the heat off a bit. Sunshine today should lead to a high somewhere between 90 and 95. For tonight, clear skies, lows will fall to 70. Sunshine tomorrow, we're probably going to be up to about 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows near 70. Sunshine during the day Wednesday, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Bombers just keep on winning. We've got updates for NASCAR and the Confederations Cup. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
So plenty hot out there. It's, swim time. It's bikini month. July is bikini month. New study finds that most women feel comfortable wearing a bikini well after they're eligible to join AARP. Study of over 2,000 women by TK Maxx, no relation to TJ, found that an astounding 6 out of 10 women felt best rocking that bikini after reaching 59 years of age. The study suggests that older women appear to have much more confidence in their bodies. Now, what I find interesting is that TK Maxx is a British retailer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are they talking to 2,000 pasty British women about whether or not they're going to wear a bikini? How much time do you... I mean, really, did you work on your tan when you lived in Britain?
No.
It's tough to do, right?
Yes.
I mean, so, whatever. Go ahead.
I was going to say, probably they're asking them that because it's a lot more of a positive study than some of the other studies out there.
The Glass.com says the study also found that women between the ages of 18 and 34... only about 20% felt truly comfortable in a bikini. But again, 6 out of 10 for ladies who are 59 or so, or more. So, if you want to get into better shape, we're here to help. There is a better way to achieve your weight loss objective. Give yourself a broad goal. Instead of some specific number of pounds you'd like to lose, just say a ton. Okay, no. Kidding. Give yourself a range. For example, instead of making your goal 10 pounds, make your goal 8 to 12 pounds. Researchers discovered that 80% of the people who gave themselves a little bit of wiggle room there, so to speak, or jiggle room, so to speak, their goal ended with them enrolling in a weight loss program. It was 54% of those that had a fixed number. Now, the range offers apparently two anchor points, and those two anchor points seem to be attainable. So as long as you're within that area, you feel like you've got success. You push yourself toward that goal. Again, just making it that kind of goal. And while we're on bikinis, this is our bikini segment.
Oh,
because after
grief.
All... now, Kat, just take it easy. Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, I'm wondering if you're going to bring up the latest study I saw about bikinis. Mm-hmm. Was out of Harvard.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay, once again, now we have pasty Americans, but go ahead.
Well, what it was saying, it was like they did a study where they showed men all these different pictures.
Okay.
And the less clothes a woman was wearing, the part of a man's brain that is empathetic shuts off, and the part that uses tools turns on.
yes.
So, do we really like that?
I don't know. I don't find that to be surprising either.
No.
No, that sounds probably just about right.
The Titanic gets sunk by an iceberg.
Yeah.
The guy thinks, never mind.
Really?
I can't go there.
A Georgia student is shocked that a photo that she posted to Facebook is being used by a school director of technology as an example of how what you post stays public forever.
Oh, my gosh.
So now she's suing them.
Yeah, for like $2 million.
Yep.
Well, the Chelsea point's Chaney, well made, I would say.
Of course it is. Chelsea Chaney, who is now a freshman at the University of Georgia, is that her former high school used a photo of her in a bikini standing next to a cardboard cutout of Snoop Dogg. The photo, pulled from Facebook, was used in the an internet safety seminar. But, yeah. I mean, did they get her permission to do that?
Nope.
I don't know that she'll get $2 million, but nonetheless, we'll see how that works out for her.
My goodness.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress, that'd be basically the nation's report card released last week. I guess we're supposed to feel good about this. or whistling in the graveyard, students are better in reading and math. The achievement gaps between white children and minority children is narrowing. Dropout rates are half what they were 20 years ago. Woohoo!
Well, that's good.
So yeah. Why is it improving?
Well, because of all those things right there. Because the dropout rate is half of what it was 20 years ago.
I mean, what's causing the dropout rate to...
You know, it's great that you asked that, Kat, because I believe, I'm not an educator and don't play one on the radio, but I believe that probably the parameters of the definition of dropout have changed.
That's probably
an excellent point.
I'm just saying.
How pessimistic.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. They're trying to say everything's great, grand, and wonderful out there.
Mm.
However, according to Bob Wise, who's the president of the Alliance for Excellent Education, and what better time to talk about educating your kids than July the 1st,
in the middle of the summer.
That's right. The new, he says, the No Child Left Behind Act largely ignored high schools, and the consequences are clear. The average performance of the nation's high school students has remained flat for 40 years, while the economy's demands have ramped up tremendously. Dead on right there. What do you need to know when you graduate from high school now as opposed to 40 years ago?
It's a mess. I mean,
if you want to be in the job market, if you want to be employable, it's different than it was 10 years ago.
Oh, without
question. Much less 40 years ago. So there you go. Okay, did you hear about the police officer in Richmond, Indiana? Richmond, Indiana. By the way, it's 722. He's a little bit of hot water, allegedly handing his loaded gun to a stranger.
Because...
Well, maybe they're more trusting in their...
No. The police officer responded to a car versus deer accident where the deer obviously was seriously injured. The officer, so distraught at the sight of the injured deer, could not put the animal out of his misery. He handed the gun to a civilian.
And then the civilian shot the deer?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
One bystander said, I just couldn't believe that an officer who's supposed to protect people was crying and couldn't do it. And then he handed his loaded gun to a stranger to shoot the deer in front of a crowd of people. Included about a dozen witnesses.
So what'd you do? Shot a policeman's gun today?
Yeah, I mean, anyway, I'm guessing there'll be a former police officer there in Richmond, Indiana. I mean, I'm just saying. Not sure, but distraught over that. And actually, again, as they said, they kind of need us to help out. When we call the police, aren't they supposed to be able to respond? More bad news about global warming. We haven't talked about it in like 4 days. Oh, well, we were off for a couple. Anyway, it's going to make certain, this is really nice, it's going to make certain parts of the world uninsurable. According to a new report from the Geneva Association, coastal areas around the globe are already facing this risk. And you know, you could talk to people who own property down on the coast. We used to have that argument with the guy before you in the sports room. Well, because windstorm insurance along the Gulf Coast is, you know, that's difficult. I mean, really, really is, because obviously natural disasters can come in, and they're talking about global warming, but it doesn't matter if it's water and stuff that comes in and destroys your property. It still destroys your property. And
yeah, it doesn't matter what did it.
No. Two contenders with a great deal of skin in the game are certain parts of the UK and the state of Florida. Now, in the UK, they have struck a deal with the government to allow homeowners in high-risk areas to keep insuring their homes. No telling what that does to the economy of Great Britain, but what the heck. Unfortunately for Florida, the U.S. is not doing the same thing. The oceans, of course, have risen all over the world, but the Floridians, basically in probably in greater numbers than the UK, are building right up to the coastline. And again, those are usually fairly expensive buildings that are right up to the coastline. So as a result, we have not secured guaranteed insurance for those people. And again, that's something that we've talked about in Texas as well, but obviously they're discussing it in Florida. So I guess, once again, we should take the cue from the British and do what they're doing. Let's let the government pay for that and see how that works out for us or not. Homeowner in Flint, Michigan told police that while he was watching storm coverage, a man asked to come in out of the rain, and the guy went into his bedroom and stole $380 while the owner of the home is watching storm coverage. Is the Weather Channel that riveting? Do you find that Jim Cantore's bald head is just so fascinating that you have to do that instead of worry about somebody stealing stuff out of your house?
More importantly, why would you let somebody just roam around your house?
Hey, how you doing, man? Okay.
Well, I thought he came in because it was a storm.
Well, okay, he did, but still.
He's a stranger in your house.
That's right. Or you could let him stay on the covered porch.
I'd have him sit in front of the TV.
Yeah, well, again, no. You can't fix stupid.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, halogens, and other light bulbs to the wide selection of batteries for cars, laptops, cell phones, and other devices at a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, the high today about 95 or 96, but we've got north winds and lower humidities today, which makes it much more bearable. Then our low temperatures are going to be downright pleasant, I'd say, about 67 tonight. Tomorrow, our high will only be about 91, and we'll continue that all the way through Friday. The only bad part, don't seem to have any mention of rain in the forecast. And lows each night, again, will be in the upper 60s. Right now, the winds are from the north at 6, relative humidity 61%, and we've got 68.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Four New York boys in Wayne County between 8 and 10 years old decided to have some fun at a neighbor's expense. After arming themselves with hammers, they invaded a home in their community and they began vandalizing it. The homeowner's son-in-law, Jesse Daniels, came upon these young vandals and he put a stop to their fun. After calling the cops, Mr. Daniels made the boys wait in a closet. Damage to the house estimated at over $40,000. Now, the parents of the young vandals complained that Mr. Daniels had handled their children too roughly when he made them wait in a closet. As a result, it wasn't the kids who found themselves in a world of trouble. The police charged Jesse Daniels with 4 counts of child endangerment in the closet. Now, thankfully, enough people complained that Wayne County DA Richard Healy asked a judge to dismiss the child endangerment charges against Daniels in the interest of justice, and he did. Now, believe it or not, there was a time in America when parents would have thanked Mr. Daniels for showing some restraint by making their kids wait in a closet for the cops. The police would have laughed if the parents complained. The parents would have vandalized the kids' backsides and made sure that the owner was compensated for damage. I know. That America, those values, and those parents, they're gone. In way too many places. The vandals and their liberal parents are what rules the roost now.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A&M President Bowen Loftin recently thanked university staff for dealing with what will be another record number of freshmen. The number of applications rose 10% to more than 34,000, and they were expecting 8,700 to accept.
We're having a little poo in my office right now, but the numbers I'm hearing of the freshman class are between 9,500 and 9,700 being most likely. So over 1,000 more than we had last year. So this will be the biggest jump ever in history in terms of the size of our freshman class year to year.
Loftin says the challenge is making sure the enrollment growth doesn't prevent students from getting degrees on schedule. Today at noon, Bryan ISD's school board meeting will include the hiring of a principal for Sam Rayburn Middle School, as well as a special education director. Bryan's former special education director for the past 2 years, Molly Perry, will now be serving College Station ISD in that same capacity. She was announced as head on Friday. She's worked previously in CSISD as an educational diagnostician from 2005 to 2011. A log cabin built in Grimes County before Texas became a state could be headed to the first county seat of Brazos County. For 15 months, members of the William Jewell Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas have been working to move the Dog Trot log house off land being sold by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. Chapter member Mervin Peters asked Brazos County commissioners this week to support moving the cabin to what is the original site of Boonville.
That we take advantage of an opportunity to get an 1855 log house, been dated by some assistance from the university, and it'd be right inside the entrance to the cemetery and to the left, an easy walk through the walk gates that are there.
Peters says they're waiting for approval from the State Historical Commission to take ownership.
They readily acknowledge if TMPA sells that land that they have no say over what's done with the cabin. They can come in there and bulldoze it. They can come in there and burn it. They can just let it leave there, stay there and rot. And they have a chance to put it in a governmental ownership.
Peters says the chapter has the money to pay for moving the Turner Peters house. You can see maps and photos on our website at WTAW.com. With the housing market and local economies in a close relationship, things are looking positive for Bryan College Station despite recent tough times throughout America. BCS Home Builders Association President Michael Schaefer says over the last couple of years, developments such as A&M joining the SEC, the new hospital, and the BioCorridor have contributed to a boom in construction growth, stimulating the local economy through a multiplier effect that will continue.
The BioCorridor is going to be a significant player in the housing market in the next 5 years. I think people will be blown away with the amount of jobs. I mean, it's incredible. When you start having companies like that, with that many people moving in, then you're going to need more grocery stores, you're going to need more schools. I mean, there's such a big domino effect.
Schaefer feels construction costs and demand will increase the property values of older houses by 5 to 7% each year for the next couple of years. Meanwhile, midnight tonight is the deadline for making your second half property tax payment. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says if you have to come inside the office, be prepared to wait.
Our lobby is small in that particular area, and the lines are always out the door and down the street, and it's really warm outside. So we encourage people to try and go ahead and get it in a day or so early, or at the very least start early that day. If something happens and you don't get here on that deadline, we have nothing that allows us to extend that deadline. You can have the greatest excuse in the world, and it's just not good enough.
The payment can be mailed as long as you have today's postmark, or go online, which involves a convenience fee. You can also use the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan. Autopsy results are pending for a Caldwell man who was reported murdered on Friday. 37-year-old Notorious Deer of Caldwell is arrested and charged with the murder of 63-year-old Benny King, a retired employee of the city of Caldwell. Deer is being held on a $50,000 bond at the Burleson County Jail as investigation continues. And for those who like Texas tubing, the city of New Braunfels and a group of tourist-related businesses will be back in court today debating a can ban on popular rivers. It was a move to clean up the Comal River when they instituted no beer or soda cans and only reusable containers. Tubing companies and Schlitterbahn sued, saying it devastated business. Schlitterbahn attorney Jim Eubank says they're not fighting the ban for this season, which is already halfway over.
My clients already lost the revenue from last summer and most of this summer, half of this summer so far. So we're just going to proceed to a final trial.
A judge is set to hear the case this fall, which means that ban will be in place for the rest of the summer, but maybe not next year. And lawmakers are set to return to the Texas Capitol to again debate legislation that would place new restrictions on abortion. Last Tuesday, the final day of the first special session, Democratic Senator Wendy Davis staged a filibuster and protesters made sure the clock ran out before the legislation was passed. Governor Rick Perry has urged lawmakers to work faster this time. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 72 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care. While remaining in your own home, Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at FamilyHH. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Did you know that 1 out of 300 homes and 1 out of 20 pools have leaks? Don't let yours be one of them. If you suspect a leak, call American Leak Detection. The original leak specialists, we've been in business for over 39 years. Using the most advanced technology and sophisticated electronic devices, we're the recognized leader in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Good morning, 741 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Hot weather will continue, though not as warm as last week, which is certainly good news. Some cooler temperatures have moved into the central United States, and we'll certainly feel their effect on our weather. Sunshine today, it'll be 90 to 95. Tonight, clear. Lows will drop down probably to about 70 or so. During the day tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny. Highs are probably going to be about 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows near 70 degrees, sunshine and 90 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, Bombers baseball. Also get you caught up with Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and the Confederations Cup. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you in about 10 minutes from now.
Okay. Kind of nice outside today. Let's do trivia. 695-1620, 695-1620. Walmart sells more of these than any other item. 695-1620, 695-1620. Walmart sells more of these than any other item. So officials near Seattle have changed the launch site of the annual 4th of July fireworks display to avoid startling birds. There's some birds over there. Oh, well, wait. No, really, it's actually a pair of baby bald eagles. Yeah. Okay,
that's patriotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And again, because it would be. That'd be pretty unpatriotic to disturb a nest that has bald eagles in it for Independence Day or really any other reason. And so the tiny eagles, still too young to fly, their nest leaving them vulnerable to predators. The fireworks launch pad will be moved from its original site in Kirkland's Heritage Park down about a half mile. So
cute little doodles.
That's it. What's the answer?
How about the answer is hire more elderly people?
No, stop it. 695-1620, Walmart sells more of these than any other item. What is it?
Gift cards.
Nope, thanks. 695-1620. Was it?
Yeah. I was going to guess diapers.
Well, you know. Okay, that's it. We can help out. But anyway, 695-1620, the there's a prize involved, by the way.
Yeah, you can call in and make a joke, but you might not win a prize.
Well, that's also true. All right, let's try it.
Depends on how funny they are.
What's the answer?
Light bulb.
No, thank you. That's a good guess. Yeah. 695-1620. Walmart sells more of these than any other item they have. What's the answer?
Is it bananas?
It's bananas.
Way to go.
Really?
Outstanding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, you surprised my co-hosts. Who's this?
This is Edna.
Edna?
Yes.
What's your last name, Edna?
Trejo.
T-R.
Yes.
I got that far.
J-O.
Hey, that was easy. Okay. What do you do, Edna?
I work at the City of Bryan.
Well, okay. What department are you in?
The court.
Oh, all right. There you go. You know what? They don't want to talk to you.
I know.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what I got. Now, Edna, you got kiddos?
Well, I just finished dropping them off at Power Sports.
Well, okay, I didn't mean you had to possess them with you right now. I wanted to make sure you had some kids. Okay. All right, so here's what I've got for you is I've got a dozen mixed donuts for you from Super Donuts in Caldwell as part of their 3rd of July at Elizabeth Lutheran Church in Caldwell, their big celebration, which is going on the 3rd. Hey, and then I've also got a family 4 fun pack to a place called Moody Gardens. Would you like that?
Awesome.
Okay, very good. We'll come by here. We got it for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bananas. Bananas.
See, my next guess was anything Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, well, that's true. I thought that was kind of interesting. So about 200 people gathered on a small county courthouse lawn in Stark, Florida, on Friday to watch the unveiling of a monument to atheism, the first of its kind on government property. And for the non-believers, just happened to pick a spot right next to the slab of the Ten Commandments that they unsuccessfully tried to have removed last year.
I was about to say, if it's on government property, how's that?
1,500-pound bench is covered with quotes from founding fathers and leaders of the atheist movement. Now, which brings the question, how come there are so many of these Ten Commandment monuments at courthouses? Do you know? I ask you three times.
Because it's the basis of law.
Yeah, it's part of their traditions.
Actually, it had to do with the publicity of the movie The Ten Commandments.
Get out.
Here's the story. Sit down, crisscross applesauce. We'll tell you the story. Cecil B. DeMille hooked up with a guy named E.J. Rudiger, who was a member of the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Late in the 1940s, he launched a nationwide campaign to post copies of the Ten Commandments in the juvenile courts across the country as a way to provide a moral foundation for troubled kids. So when DeMille heard about the idea, he started pouring money into it for the purpose of promoting his film, which would be coming out a few years down the road. As many as 2,000 may have been erected under the arrangement, and some of the monuments didn't even get up until 10 years after the film opened. So, how you like that?
Well, from the story, it sounds like it wasn't actually the filmmaker's idea. He just sort of jumped onto somebody else's idea.
That's exactly right. He monetized it.
So,
hello.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Has anybody ever bothered to ask these atheist people? It's like, if God is not real and the Ten Commandments and all this stuff is not real, why does it bother you?
Well, you know, that could be said for any controversial thing, I suppose, or a lot of controversial things. Well, no, I'm saying that was the impetus for it to happen. Yes, the guy's idea, but had he not had the money of Cecil B. DeMille, there wouldn't be so many of them around.
But that doesn't cheapen it.
Did I say it cheapened it?
No, it was sort of in between the lines. I don't know. I just misunderstood what you were saying. That's
letting
all.
People know, because did anybody ever wonder how come there's so many Ten Commandments monuments all over the country? That's the reason, is that Cecil B. DeMille put a lot of money into it.
Good to know.
Had that not happened, then there might have only been like 17 of them. Instead, there's a lot more.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
If you'd like a better marriage, you have two choices. Either lower your standards so you don't have to change, or keep your standards high and grow as a person to achieve them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We typically look for easy solutions. Take 16-year-old Mark, for example. His dad, Steve, watched as Mark played basketball in the driveway one day. He was trying to dunk the ball but couldn't quite reach the goal. Steve hoped his son would keep at it and work hard to improve. But after several failed attempts, Mark took another route and simply lowered the rim. You see that kind of behavior in kids all the time, and it'd be easy to dismiss, except for one thing. Many adults try to fix their marriages the same way. Instead of striving for a better relationship, some couples lower their expectations. Rather than putting in the work to grow and develop deeper intimacy, they settle into a life of dull complacency. And before long, their relationship looks more like roommates splitting the cost of rent than a husband and wife who have committed their hearts and their lives to one another. A better idea is to grow as individuals and as a couple and build the relationship you've both dreamed about. It's not always easy. It takes commitment, time, and dedication. But it's the only way to create a marriage that satisfies. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. The Brazos Valley Bombers continue their early season domination of the Texas Collegiate League Sunday night with a 4-1 road win over the Woodland Strikers. Now, the win brings the Bombers' record to 24-4 and continues the best start in the season in the history of the ball club. Jason Guerrieri got his first win and his first start after six appearances out of the bullpen. He was asked how the difference is between starting and coming in relief.
It is different. You definitely have to make the transition. Out of the pen, you can bring out all your pitches, really, but as a starter, you need to establish your fastball, which I did pretty well and came out with the win.
We'll keep it on the diamond with the U.S. Collegiate National Team. They finalized their 25-man roster, and they'll start international competition soon with Aggie Daniel Mangdon. They start play July 5th at Matsuyama, Japan. Texas A&M women's swim coach Steve Boltman has been named the assistant coach on Team USA that will compete in the FINA World Championships in Barcelona, Spain. Boltman joins Aggie juniors Camila Adams and Abria Larson, who earned spots on Team USA at the World Championships. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers won with small ball.
It was set by Latos. Here comes the squeeze. It is Bunnett. Latos with the ball shovels home. It is not in time, and it bounces away. One run is home, and here comes Martin. He will score. 2-0 Rangers.
Yu Darvish struck out eight batters in six-plus innings yesterday to help the Texas Rangers beat the Reds 3-2. Darvish won for the first time since May 16th, ending his longest professional winless drought.
2-2. In the air toward left center field. That ball's hit well. Barnes not going to get there. This one is off the base of the wall. Kendrick racing around third. Here comes the relay from Elmore. It is a horrible relay throw. The Angels take the lead. Hamilton stumbling down the line. It is 3-1 Halos.
Josh Hamilton doubled the go-ahead run in the eighth inning yesterday to lift the Angels to a 3-1 victory over the Astros. In the NBA, emboldened by their pursuit of free agent Dwight Howard, the Rockets have called several teams and said Omar Asik and Jeremy Lin are available for potential trades. League sources told that yesterday to CBSSports.com. Houston has secured meeting with Howard shortly after the free agent negotiation period began, which was midnight last night. Fred scored two goals. Neymar added another as host Brazil defeated the world champion Spain 3-0 in the Confederations Cup yesterday as the protesters were clashing with riot police outside the stadium. Brazil, a five-time world champ themselves, beat the reigning world and European champions and ended Spain's 29-game, 3-year winning streak in competitive matches.
Calling Mr. Mile and a Half, Matt Kenseth has gotten the job done today here at Kentucky.
The one-day rain delay hardly bothered Matt Kenseth, who won the Quaker Street 400 at the Kentucky Speedway by holding off Jamie McMurray on the final lap. Series leader Jimmy Johnson led most of the laps and crashed out after a restart. Here's what Kenseth saw.
I didn't even see the last restart except for where I was at. I don't really know what happened to him. But, yeah, Jimmy definitely, had the best car all day. He was class of the field, so got through the gears there pretty good and was able to clear him down there in 1 and 2. I'm not sure what happened behind me.
Johnson led 182 of 267 laps but spun out on lap 247 before finishing ninth. The New York Red Bulls shut out the Houston Dynamo in the NMLS 2-0 yesterday. Fabian Espelunda scored in the 60th minute. Johnny Steele netted a goal with 2 minutes left in regulation. That makes Houston winless in its last 7 matches. In the LPGA, NB Park is having a history-making season on the LPGA after winning the U.S. Women's Open with a 4-shot win over IK Kim to become the first player to win the first 3 LPGA tours of the season since Babe Zaharias did it, Babe, by the way, from Beaumont, back in 1950. Next up for Park is the Women's British Open at St. Andrews on August the 1st. And finally, from the Tour de France, or the Tour de France, if you're from where I'm from, Marcel Kittel has a yellow jersey at the start of the race this morning, which is actually going on right now. Peter Sagan is just 1 second back. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards and More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards and More. And Awards and More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards and More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day, come rain or shine or hail for that matter, and there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means that Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the fact that IIHS names Tundra Double Cab a 2013 top safety pick. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of the competition just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The American-built Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $229 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7/8/2013.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about a minute till. Some young morons have destroyed the largest Lego helicopter ever.
Oh, no.
100,000 pieces. It's 13 feet long. It was built by a guy named Ryan McNaught over the course of 6 weeks. Pieces alone valued at $25,000 on display at a shopping center in Australia. So, you know, they came in, just some kids. They pushed it over deliberately, and then they fled. Helicopter crashed, spreading all the little pieces all over the place.
Aww.
People out there in their bare feet finding them.
That's sad. That's one of the most painful things in the world.
What's that? Stepping on a Lego?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That and a scorpion. I'm just saying. German engineers have invented a robotic dragonfly. Why?
That was my question.
Yeah, exactly.
A robotics company called Festo says the new bionic opter can be remote controlled using a cell phone app. The 17-inch long dragonfly drone, capable of complex acrobatic maneuvers, the spokesman says the drone can master all the flight conditions of a helicopter and a winged aircraft and a glider. I don't think that answered the question any of us have, right?
It sounds like a baby drone.
Could be. That's it. Again, there must be some grant money there somewhere. Look for a high temperature today. Probably going to be about 95 or so. Low temperature tonight, a very pleasant 67.